Operators of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, are expected to benefit from business support services at the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC's 9th Annual Small Business Exposition and Conference. The event will be held May 12 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston, under the theme, Opening the Door to Financing Opportunities.
We arrived at this theme based on our analysis of the sector and their needs. We completed the National Needs Assessment Survey recently and revealed the findings. And in those findings, we discovered that access to financing was the major obstacle for the MSME sector. And we wanted to address that in a big way.
Corporate Communications Manager at the JBDC, Suzette Campbell. As is customary, the expo will feature a plethora of exhibitors, including representatives from financial institutions, government agencies, and marketing support companies. Ms. Campbell says several workshops and seminars will be conducted by subject matter experts on the day.
Some of the subjects we'll explore throughout the day include making your business pitch ready. We're looking at proposal writing, appropriate financing, funding your small business, creative funding and crowdfunding, equity financing, preparing to list on the junior stock exchange, digital media and marketing. There's also emerging business trends, which will be facilitated by our business advisory services department and incubator and resource center.
The JBDC Small Business Expo and Conference will run from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on May 12. This year, the expo will feature a number of micro-entrepreneurs who are doing their part to create wealth, provide jobs, and build the local economy. The expo will also have a heavy emphasis on youth entrepreneurship, with presentations from young entrepreneurs making a mark in their industry.
Our keynote speaker this year is 25-year-old CEO of Edufocal Limited, Gordon Swaby. Mr. Swaby is a very accomplished young man, and we believe that he will serve as a source of inspiration to our audience, our general audience, and more particularly our youth, who we want to understand that they don't always have to leave university or any other learning institution and go in search of a job. You can become an entrepreneur. You can become your own boss. You can contribute to Jamaica's economic development in a very significant way.
Another segment of the expo will feature the Things Jamaican store. The store will showcase products from top producers under the True Stories brand.
They will also be testing the newly minted Jamaica Harvest product line, which includes banana flour, pumpkin flour, plantain flour, granola. It's all natural. It's a fantastic product line, which was officially released at Expo Jamaica recently, and we're bringing it back at our own expo. It will be on our shelves very shortly.
Corporate Communications Manager at the JBDC, Suzette Campbell. There will also be the JBDC Success Gallery, which will feature some of the agency's outstanding clients. The JBDC Expo and Conference 2016 will be held in partnership with the National Commercial Bank. Sponsors for the event include Jamaica Yellow Pages, C&W Business, Phase 3 Productions, Things Jamaican, The Herald Printers, GK General Insurance, Nissan, and The Gleaner Company, among others. Ms. Campbell is urging persons who wish to participate in the event to register early. Registration can be done either at the JBDC head office in Kingston or online at jbdc.net. To find out more about the JBDC Small Business Expo and Conference 2016, call the JBDC at 928-51615.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.